from Comer was good. And the end of the game, 35-0. We saw Vanek in the red zone, what, three times tonight and came up with 0 points?
At least three times I can remember. Now, unfortunately, they ended the game inside the red zone. So maybe they could have scored there, but then a little too late. They were stuffed on the four-yard line. They had what I remember was a fourth and short, maybe 1 or 2 yards. Didn't even get a chance to even get anything as the snap was fumbled right there. Miscommunication between the center and quarterback. The exchange was not there. So unfortunately, they were forced to not even get the ball in the end zone, get no points there. And then the interception in the red zone that was picked off in the end zone, a pass play that it was just Braden just spotted him a little too late. The defenseman picked it off. So unfortunately for Bad X, just some self-inflicting penalties and turnovers that really hurt them in this game.
Year two to WIW. We'll be back with more post-game action here with individual stats and a all-game recap of the area. Keep it locked on at WLAW Sports, your home for high school football.
Hi, Derek Holland here from Moore Shoreline in Sebring. This month is Truck Month, and we have the largest Chevy truck inventory in Huron County. You can save over $8,000 on a brand new Chevy truck. If you have a vehicle to trade, drive it in. We will give you a minimum of $3,000 towards a new truck in stock. So come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline, where Chevy runs deep.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now it's not only football season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking ability, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers cannot do it alone. They need help from parents. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360. It's the 24th anniversary open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Saturday, September 29th, running all day long. Super one-day-only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Backwoods Hunt Club will be roasting a wild hog. Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point Factory representatives will be on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows you can demo on site. One-day-only prices on guns you just can't find anywhere else. Smith & Wesson Military and Police Shield Pistol, your choice 9mm or 40 caliber with two magazines. $449.95. Smith & Wesson Military and Police 22 caliber long rifle with 6-position collapsible stock and 25-round magazine, $399.95. Find many factory limited editions only available at Randy's Hunting Center. That's the 24th anniversary open house this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. We have over 2,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Nice guys don't always finish last. Sometimes second place just doesn't cut it. I'm Terry Brown, and I'm tired of the lies and distortions by big money out-of-town special interests. Look where it got us this past 2 years. Taxing seniors, raiding our schools, stealing from our pensions, corruption from here to Lansing. I'm not going to take it. Terry Brown means business, local business. I don't have friends with unlimited sources of money to throw into campaigns, but I've got something they don't. friends that look beyond the party and to the person that puts purpose before politics, people before partisanship. So big money, keep giving out my personal cell phone number while giving a phony message number for your guy. The vast majority of calls I've gotten are pledging to vote for Terry Brown this November. This year, make your voice and vote count. Vote for Terry Brown. Join us for our fundraiser this Sunday, September 30th, at Samuel Mancino's in Bad Axe from 5 to 7 for their pizza and pasta bar, all for $10 a person or $25 for a family of four. This is Terry Brown, and I endorse this message, which is paid for by the Committee to Elect Terry Brown.
Final score for USA 35, Bad Axe nothing in homecoming. USA breaks up the big dance here in Bad Axe tonight. I keep saying Obli tonight because we have the final scores in front of us. As far as we know, Harbor Beach final in the books. It's Harbor Beach 56, Brown City 16. In the third quarter, last we heard, Lakers with the lead over Bay City All Saints 33-12. And last we heard in the Obli game over Marion 52-22. Going through individual stats in the game in front of us, the WIW Sports Game of the Week, Bad Axe against USA. First, we'll start with Bad Axe. They had 230 yards overall, 150 of those about coming in the second half. Not too bad there. They had 167 yards rushing off of 39 plays, 63 yards passing off of 3 plays for 42 plays overall for 230 yards. Seth Geiger, 2 carries for 33 yards. Bailey Heinz, 1 carry for no gain. Jared Emmerich, 16 carries for 63 yards. Matt McVay, 10 carries for 27 yards. And Ben Braden, 10 carries for 44 yards. Ben Braden was complete on one pass for 38 yards. Tyler Labor, 1 for 1 for 25 yards on that fourth down conversion off of the botched punt. And then Dylan White brought one in for 25 and Tyler Labor for 38. That is the Bad Axe stats. Dave, what do you see from this stat sheet?
I see multiple guys doing a lot of the lifting for Bad Axe. I see a very even distribution of carries. Braden putting the ball in the air only when he absolutely had to. Braden actually led the team in running tonight. Very surprised to see McVay getting so many carries up from JV tonight. I know USA doesn't have their JV team here this week. He got 10 carries. A couple of carries would have surprised me. 10 was a lot. He only averaged 2.5 a carry or so. Jared Emmerich had 16 carries. We expected him to get at least that many. Really never got it going. He bursted for 10 and 20, but other than that, a lot of 2 and 3 yard carries. So really, Bad Axe just couldn't get it going. The fake punt, actually, that fake punt, it was more like a busted play that turned out to be a great play for them, was really the big turning factor for them, and it really didn't get anywhere because they stalled in the red zone for the third time on the night.
Now we swing things over to the USA side. They had 233 yards, 3 more than Bad Axe tonight off of 38 plays, so nearly identical on both sides of the ball. Bad Axe ran 42 plays, USA 38, and USA, McKay Jones, number 16, 8 carries for 74 yards. Nathan Mielke, 1 carry for 1 yard. Tim Zuby, 10 carries for 30 yards. Seth Gangler, 3 carries for 38 yards. And Brandon Harbor, 8 carries for 60 yards. And Jake Beachy, 1 carry for negative 2. Overall, Jake Beachy, though, was 3 for 7 in passing for 32 yards. 4 for 8, something around there. Dan Rick brought in the 79 yards off of 3 receptions, and Brandon Harbor, 1 for 1 for 6 yards. Dave?
The difference here, you see very similar rushing totals that you've seen with Bad Axe. 4 or 5 different guys carrying the football. Led the way, McKay Jones, probably the best game. He had 8 carries for 74 yards. Also, looks like Harper had 8 for 60. So both of those guys averaging over 7 yards a carry. Gangler was dangerous when he touched it, but he only got it 3 times. The big difference, though, was Beachy through the air. Dan Rick making some big catches. It was a downhill spiral for Bad Axe when they forced 4th and 12, and Beachy dropped that pass to Dan Rick in the corner of the end zone. Looks like something you see on Sundays, the toe drag and everything, a fantastic throw and catch. And they did that a couple times tonight, big plays from Beachy to Rick.